This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, what a surprise it was. Didn't they? DD in the morning throwing flame, getting the DMV, getting them going, leading you right down the road into his secondary market, which is playing the market, and that's what he does. He's simply one of the best. And you can hear the passion in his voice as I highly disappointed at what happened, University of Maryland. Not that Northwestern. Let's not act like Northwestern is one-double-A or whatever you want to call them. They got a solid program. They've always been gritty, tough, well-coached, and smarter in most cases than most. They just came in and took it. You talk about a manhood issue, and they had no intentions of being punked. And somehow, some way, they ain't got nothing to do with locks and the coaches. They don't play. But those players allowed that to seep into it. And I know it's going to hurt one of their biggest donors, who's about to join us now. And in an era of NIL, you can't afford to piss off big donors. And so I just have to ask him now, Al Galdi, how disappointed were you last night at that performance by the Terrapins?
Yeah, DLC, that was abysmal, man. And that was off a bye. Second consecutive season that Maryland, as a double-digit favorite, loses to Northwestern off a bye. Inexcusable. And, yes, I'm not sure where my next fat check will be going, but I may have to think twice about helping out that NIL fund. That was not good. That should not be happening at this point.
Yeah, it was strange. I thought about you. There's about three or four. Well, there's only four of you on the Mount Rushmore of MLB. You are definitely one of them. I am hyperventilating. I just cannot get over how exciting MLB is right now. They have, and I'll ask it for you. I mean, I know that your O's, that was disappointing for you. But have you recovered now? And you can you believe what is happening in the series that we've been privy to?
It's been awesome. The postseason has been tremendous. It feels like every game is exciting or at least interesting in some way. You're seeing the big stars deliver. You're seeing comebacks. And from an MLB marketing standpoint, I mean, you have New York, L.A. in the NLCS. Like, that is what you want, man. You know, that is perfect from a marketing standpoint. We'll see what comes out of the American League. But, you know, the prospect of a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, I think, would be great. I know not everyone is in love with the idea of Yankees-Mets, but, you know, that would be New York. And so, in theory, you could get a big number for a series like that. But, you know, we all know that, like, a postseason is a showcasing of a league. And I've been really happy to see MLB showcase itself like this. This postseason so far has been awesome. I don't know how you could complain about it.
I had to reach out to our former colleague, Dan Miller. Can you believe he was in a situation worse than ours here in Washington? And now all of a sudden, he's got the Lions and the Tigers.
Yeah, I know.
Rolling, and the puck's just about to drop. How good has he got it going now?
Yeah, it's you know, the Tigers are instructive for the Nationals because they were a bad team not long ago, and they've gotten this thing going here with what they've done. You know, you don't have to be a great team anymore to make the playoffs. Like, if you get to, say, 85, 86 wins, because now you have three wild card teams in each league, you can make the postseason. And as we've seen the last two postseasons now, wild card teams can do a lot of damage. I mean, we saw Arizona make the World Series last season as a wild card team. And, you know, we've seen Detroit and Kansas City have success this postseason. So I think that is encouraging. You know, it used to be you really had to be like a 90, 92 win team to make the playoffs. That's not the case now with the three wild cards. So I think if you're a Nats fan, you do look at the Tigers and you look at the Royals, and you can take some encouragement. Now, the Nats have a ways to go to get to 85, 86 wins. I understand that. But that's not quite the leap, obviously, that getting to like 90, 92 wins would be.
The master behind the microphone, the Al Galdi podcast, is the one and only Al Galdi. You know, another one of our colleagues, Smokin' Alakokin.
Oh, yeah.
Capitals going into 50 years. Can you believe it? And what's at stake right now? A team that has enough talent, that have gotten into the playoffs, that are in transition. A couple of the longtime standing names may be on the outs, but we're still fighting for something. What's your take on the Caps?
Yeah, so the Caps to me are in such an interesting spot. They win the Cup in 2018, have made the playoffs in five or six seasons since, but have been ousted in the first round in each postseason. And so the thinking has been, are they just headed toward an inevitable rebuild, or can they do the thing that's one of the hardest things to do in sports, but that they are trying to do, and that is retool but not rebuild, you know, like refuel the plane in midair. You can sort of regenerate things while not having to go through a full-fledged rebuild. And last season was a sign that maybe that process is working, because the Caps made the playoffs last season, got to 90-plus points. Now, there was some good fortune in that, had a negative goal differential, but still made the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I think it just may be that this team can pull this off. We'll see. I think this season's going to be really telling in terms of how the retool is going. You know, they made a bunch of trades this past offseason to try to boost the goal scoring, which was a big-time problem last year. So they got to score more goals. I mean, you're not going to make the playoffs again with a negative goal differential like they had last season. So I think it starts with that. They need to score more. And then the other thing is the goaltending. So last season got all out of whack with the guy who was supposed to be the number one, Darcy Kemper, struggling and being supplanted by the guy who was supposed to be the number two in Charlie Lindgren. Lindgren now is the number one. Was last season a fluke, or is he legit? Like, do they now have a guy who can be their number one goaltender for at least the foreseeable future? It's a contract season for Lindgren, so it would be in his financial interest to have a second straight good season. But, I mean, to me, those are the two things to be looking at. A, do the Caps score more goals, and B, is Lindgren legit? And if the answer to each question is yes, then this can be a nice season for a Cap. So I'm excited.
Out in our pre-production meeting this morning at 6 a.m., I was saying to Max, I go, the one manager in MLB that reminds me of Al Galdi, he happens to manage my childhood team, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the way he operates a bullpen is the way I envision how you would do it. Can you believe it? Yamamoto and Darvish, the matchup. But how can anybody get more out of a bullpen than Roberts?
Well, he is he's militant. You know, the Dodgers, as you know, are big on analytics and have been for years. And I love what they do. And look, it's hard to argue with the success, right? I mean, every season they're in the playoffs. It feels like they win the National League West every year now. And I know they haven't won as many World Series as demanding fans like you would like, but they're in it every year. And they're loaded with talent. They just survived an absolute war against the Padres. I mean, that
Padres
was some series.
Good, yeah.
I mean,
that would win it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. And so here they are now. And, you know, this is a prime opportunity for them to win another championship. But I'm a Dave Roberts fan. I think he's doing a good job. like a lot of managers, you can nitpick certain things. You can do that, though, with any manager. So I think he's done a really nice job. And he's putting together a nice resume. I mean, with all of these playoff appearances and, you know, maybe he does end up winning another World Series championship, you're looking at a guy who's having a nice run as a Dodgers manager.
As we get to the main course now with the one and only Al Galdi, can you believe it that we're in? First of all, can you believe that, A, we've got a legitimate shot at relevance, that we don't have to make excuses for anything?
Yeah.
We got a club that plays hard. We got a club that really gives you everything you can expect. No one knows the outcome, but from an effort standpoint, how proud or are you proud of this latest edition of Burgundy and Gold football?
It's been awesome. I mean, I don't think you can say enough good things about what is happening. And, you know, of course, it's not just what is happening, but it's how it's happening. They're playing physical. They're playing with great offense. You know, they're not having to, like, eke out 2016 wins. Like, these are legitimate, convincing big boy victories, the likes of which we're not used to. So that's been great to see. And, you know, the defense, it looks like maybe, just maybe, is coming around. Now, I think there's still a lot to be proven. But I've never really thought that the defense would be like this, which is to say really bad, what we saw over the first three games. So I'd like to think that what we've seen the last two games is maybe a sign of more of what is to come. So we'll see. But if the defense comes around, you have this great offense. You have a special teams unit that's done a lot of good things.
Awesome.
If the defense can just be decent, you know, this is a legitimate playoff team and maybe more. So I think it's okay to think in those terms. Obviously, a huge test on Sunday afternoon. But if they pull that off, man, watch out. The hype, the hysteria will be through the roof in terms of the joy that we all have. I mean, 5-1. This team has not been 5-1 in a regular season since 1996. I mean, you think about that. It's almost 30 years ago, and they're just a step away from getting to that point. So we'll see.
I wonder, and you may not be the best for this because you're pretty much insulated with the guards. Nobody's able to really get on your property. But I wonder, do you feel what I feel? This, I'm seeing gear. People are smiling. I mean, this is such a refreshing atmosphere now. It's the best way I can sum it up. And I'm not talking about anything. To me, it's week to week. But I have not felt that. It just feels good right now, and I think it is sustainable as long as we keep it in perspective and don't start this ridiculous conversations about Super Bowls, and we keep it week to week.
Well, when you have a great quarterback, you have so much, and they have gotten what I think you would say so far is great quarterback play. I mean, you know, we'll see what Jaden Daniels is, but right now he's playing like a great quarterback. That's for darn sure. Last year, we got the first piece of the puzzle, which was the ownership change. This year, we're getting the second piece of the puzzle, which is better football operations, general manager, head coach, quarterback. If you have those two big pieces, and it looks more and more like the team does, then there's every reason to be excited and to feel like what is happening is not just some fluke. You know, we've seen the team have, like, a good season here or there, make a run to the playoffs, but sustained success is what we've been dying for so long. And this right here looks like a foundation for sustained success. Ownership, general manager, head coach, quarterback, the four big items that in theory you need for sustained success in the modern NFL. It's incredible, but our team may finally have those things once again.
Well, once again, you and I are on the exact same page. It's sustainable as long as we keep blinders on and we keep blocking and tackling. You know, it's the same things we've argued about. We haven't argued, but we've discussed this for years. The fundament and a kicker. You have to be able to have a guy kick it through the uprights, not around the uprights.
Yeah.
If you kick them through them, it's amazing what happens when you can finish drives. Listen, man, tell your press people and your security people, thank you so much. I know it was tough for you to keep the chopper on ground. I know you were headed to the golf course, and we admire you, and we thank you so much for taking time out to join our humble audience.
I appreciate you having me, and please send Dan and Tanya my best.
I will, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
That, folks, is the one and only Al Galdi. Oh, my God. The Al Galdi podcast. Catch it wherever you catch your podcast. It's worth it. I guarantee you. He, as Coach Thompson would say, is simply one of the best. And we're going to just keep playing the hits. Bottom of the hours, Scott Jackson is going to join us. In between, we'll pop in a couple of calls. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Next on our list is Ravens. They just happen to be next. And we take them like dominoes, one at a time. They're next. There's no need for celebration, ribbons, or balloons. We're coming down to treat them like we treat everybody. Next in line. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, didn't they kicked it off? I hope my man AWOD might have been somewhere. He's knowing AWOD, he's probably either out hunting, skiing, might have been out of the country, which I find very difficult to believe that he would be out of the country on the verge of such a big game. But then again, oh, my goodness. Are we lucky? How lucky are we?
And yeah, also, man, we're blessed.
It could be tough. And anybody that can, help our friends that are dealing with hurricane, man, any way you can, $5, $2, $1, anything better than nothing. We have to come together, man, when our brothers and sisters are dealing with difficulties. What's on your mind?
Yeah, copy that, Doc. So, yeah, heartbroken Terps fan. You know, I heard what you said earlier, and I'm going to politely disagree with you that it's not on the coaching. You know, I travel a lot, so I basically get to hear the Terps call from the radio. And, you know, and what I've heard for the last couple of weeks is, you know, these guys don't know what's going on. They're looking around the line of scrimmage. Like, they're looking for the play call. Everybody seems disorganized. And Doc, I'm just going to disagree. That to me sounds like coaching. Like we this team underperforms based on the talent that we have. And I love Locks. Like I would love to sit down.
When I say that, first of all, here's why I don't blame coaching for that. Coach has a job. A lot of them have guaranteed money. I'm not going to let a man who's got guaranteed money affect my ability to make a living or make money or get a job. That's on the player. Because the coach is guaranteed. That's why that's my philosophy with it. Because these coaches are guaranteed. They just end up on somebody else's staff. They all get recycled. Have you ever noticed that the bad ones end up somewhere else the next year? They have a union. The terrible ones never get boxed out of coaching. They just end up on another staff. The guy that was in Denver, who's horrible, Hackett. He ends up what? With the Jets. He's horrible. And they discount him. They put him out. He'll end up somewhere. That's my point.
Yeah.
The players have got to cover their behind. A coach will end up somewhere else because they got like a union. That's my point. A lot of fans keep saying the coach, I go, be careful. If the players listen to you, they're going to end up unemployed. The coach will be covered. They have a security blanket. It's their association. They just recycle garbage. That's just my opinion. Okay, we lost you. Yeah. You feel me on where I'm coming from, Max?
Yeah, sure.
You know how many lousy coaches get hired and rehired?
Oh, all the time. It's a vicious cycle. I mean, it's a
cesspool.
It's a revolving door.
Yeah. So if I'm a player, and believe me, I had five different coaches my first 4 years. You mess around and start counting on coaches, you better bank on yourself. You want to fix your offense, you better fix it with the brothers that you put your hand in the dirt with. Because the coach would be okay. He'll just end up on another team. They have an association. They have a union. Your behind will be out of work. They're penalized. I look at teams, I go, let me test the team's IQ. What is the team's IQ? Well, go check the penalties out. Who's among the most penalized teams? Who's going to take responsibility for that? Who's responsible for that? It's either one of two things. Either the subject is too difficult to be understood, or the students have a low ability to learn, right? I'm asking you, Max, how do you fix that?
Well, it's either that or maybe, and I don't want to like, I mean, you know, sometimes it just comes down to being like the way they're taught.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just saying, take the personal thing out of it and just say, if your team is highly penalized consistently, I would suggest that somebody should check into that. You're giving up valuable yardage.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
making
right.
It difficult on yourself. What do we always say? And what I'll end up saying, what's the key to Washington beating Baltimore? They cannot help Baltimore beat them because I think Baltimore has a better football team. And you're playing them at home. So to me, the odds are stacked against you before the ball is kicked. I'm not speaking as a fan. You fans, you can take it any way you want. You can put them, do whatever you want to. Matter of fact, you can already go buy your tickets to New Orleans right now, be my guest. But what I'm saying to you is that you got to look at this realistically. Can we win? Heck, yes, we can. Why do I say that? Because of the way we block. And they've got a killer coming off the edge. We have to be mindful of that. But he's not the first time we've seen it. And we've shown now we're capable of blocking people because we block as a team, as a unit. Our backs block, our tight ends block, our wide receivers block. We don't have any prima donnas on our team that think they're too cute. We got blue-collar thugs that come after you. That's why I think we can beat anybody. And when our defense, if our defense can elevate from the step they had last week, because they was pulling that red wagon really slow. But they snapped out of it last week. We got great edge pressure. This is all mental. They have the physical capability to do it, but they weren't doing it. So how do you get them to do it? How do you get them to do it? You know they can. Hell, you're paying them like they're, you know they can. So what happens when they don't do it? You take their behind out of the game, and you put the other guy in. That's the best motivator. And by rotating people the way they do, now you got people's attention. Don't think it's no accident that Big Phil might have had his best game. That's when you know your team is doing it the right way. Ain't nothing personal. I don't give a crap who does it. I just need it to get done. Newton is getting better and better every week. You know what Payne and Allen are capable of, but they got to do it. Potential, you sell that in the offseason. This is in the season. Luvu is showing you it. Wagner, see, we got some bad boys. I'm telling you what, this group is capable, but they got to play up. And I'll tell you what, right now, I am highly confident that they can play with anyone. The question is, and because you know why? My confidence is sky high because the schemers, the coaches right now are balling. I mean, Kingsbury, oh my goodness. Look, coordinators make a difference. I mean, we have Joe Gibbs, Richie Pettibone, Coach Pitt. We have some monsters. The people behind the scenes, it matters. Joe Bugle was coaching the offensive line. We heard the things we heard about our offensive line. Johnson, he is balling out. This is not a trick, folks. They're not beating people with trick plays. They're knocking the snot out of people at the line of scrimmage. We win because they're physical. And they got playmakers. And it's not just one guy. Y'all just don't want to give Diami and their boys their credit. They don't give a damn whether you give them their credit or not. That's the other thing I love about them. They're not social media freaks, egomaniacs. Got to race to see if some stranger, with some stranger, you don't even know a person, what they care about them. Oh, my God. They like me. That's how sick the idiots that we had that used to play here. That's over now, thank goodness. When we come back, Scott Jackson, my old dog, back to talk to us about, give us his opinion. Also down there in that 757, home of Polly, he'll have a flavor for it and a perspective. And, of course, you know, we get a little hoop contact with him because his boy King James is underway. We'll be right back. College swimming, college sports in general. And our next guest is no stranger to buzzer beaters and great sports. I can't wait to get his take on this time of the year because I know his heart is in hoops. But what we've experienced, I mean, I'm still hung over Vandy beating Bama. That's how I know this is not rigged. You can't make that up. Where you're dragging a goalpost through town and throwing it in the river. Come on, man. Love that. That is amazing. And it gives hope. In our football program now, we needed hope. And now we have hope. And that is amazing. And so it's a way of translating, and that's the beauty about this. No one size fits at all. Do you? And that's the beauty. There's nobody that's right, in my opinion. It's your opinion. Whatever, however you want to take this. You want to be the favorite, make yourself the favorite. You want to be the underdog, make yourself the underdog. If you're wagering, put whatever you can afford to win or lose on it. Go for it. You're your own boss. Don't let somebody tell you how to think. Do you? Because you're going to be stuck with the results. Not a problem. I don't think it's a problem whatsoever. We just definitely can hold us through. Steve in the district, has some, we think alike. I think this entire staff is really talented, especially when it comes to Anthony Lynn. And I'm not surprised that this running back room is awesome. But it's the effect you have on all of these guys working together. It's awesome, man. They put ego aside. They all could have been or have been head coaches. And that's why I said putting the Dirty Dozen together. The only thing that could divide them is ego. And it's the grade eight car. That's important, B-Rob. But again, remember, I was scared to death when Eckler didn't travel Arizona. Because to me, he's the most dynamic offensive weapon. I mean, sure, five is, we're just light years of where you could have been. He's so mature and outstanding. But make no mistake about it. Eckler, he that dude. He is serious. But you know how I can tell a receiver come in, they make a break, boom, they just pop back up, somebody comes in. So that's what I like about interchangeable parts. That's what shows stability. Look at what we've done here. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they signing people. People go, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They got to go get their computer. They got to power it up. They got to go to the phone. Well, who is that? Where was he at? That's what I'm talking about. Then the game starts, and you're going, oh, my God. Zacchaeus, he was balling out. All the boys, they bring up here. I'm down. Brother Jackson, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And we're going to slow walk this up. We got a lot going on. College off the chain. Everything is rolling. MLB, the W, everything is crazy. We're lucky to have this awesome sports weekend. Stick and stay. We'll be right back. Able to get the masseuse to get to Mr. Jackson, and we have him now, so we won't waste any time. Can you believe this, that we've got this positive vibe going now? We're actually being lined up in big games, and we're not like the sacrificial lamb. We actually have a shot in every contest.
Your favorite quarterback. Yeah, and your favorite quarterback's doing the game tomorrow, Tony Romo.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, and that's how big it is. I mean, they got the number one CBS team on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's. I'm sure Clay will get a big kick out of that. I mean, it's been a minute, but it's long overdue. But I think that we're legit in terms of it's not a gadget. Like, we're not running a trick offense. This is solid. I really am impressed with the fact that we handle the fundamentals pretty well. We block. We're tackling better. We just seem to be. It's not a gadget to our success is grit, tough, and execution.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, I think we've talked about this prior to the season, the structure. It's a professional structure, too. Like, you have ownership that's bought in and cares and invests and does all the things you want them to do. And you have a real GM, a real front office, and then you have separation from that, the coaching staff that, you know, appears to not be overmatched every week, doesn't seem to be confused, and can actually fix problems in real time, which is, it's a huge improvement from what we've been dealing with. So, it's been great. And, you know, obviously a quarterback that appears that he was built for this. So that's been exciting, and to see how, each week, every week it just gets a little bit better.
Yeah, it does. And we've all been thrown off the cliff before covering this team. But this just feels different, and I think it's all about the people. And because we've all gone through tough times, we understand the pressure points. You have to have a field goal kicker, and we do.
Yeah.
We got a great punter. Whether we use him or not, he's still great. and then how about our kickoff unit? I know you've noticed, because you do special teams. You get it. We're crushing skulls.
Very physical.
I'll ask you a better question, because you look at this like I look at it. What's our flaw? What's our weakest unit or department or area?
Well, I think that the defense is still the developing area, right? I mean, that's still the one. And look, last week they handled a guy. I don't know what's going on there, right? I mean, they handled him the way that you should.
I can't even joke about him.
Yeah, you can't even joke about it. It's such a mess right now.
I can't joke about it, seriously.
Yeah.
Because that would be cruel. That's cruel.
Yeah, he's a mess. So they handled him the way you should and, you know, took any drama out of that game early, even though the offense kind of got off to a slowish start for them. So that was certainly a positive. But, yeah, I still think that's a developing area, right? Like they still – and that's the one you probably, coming into the season, had the most confidence in because of, you know, who the head coach is and what their success was in this division. And we knew that they were going to get better there. So I think that's been interesting to me because I think that's a group that you still expect to develop and get better. But at the same time, you know, we understand that they're not close to where they need to be at this point. And those guys obviously understand that as well. There's just too much talent there for it not to eventually get better. But, I mean, I think you're still concerned about the pass rush, obviously, and then the guys in the back end and the corner position in particular. I think the safeties are pretty solid, though.
How are you handling this week as a talk show host where you've got MLB going berserk? Two New York teams. I mean, you know the stage is set. Your favorite guy, your guy LeBron with his son. The puck, I mean, Alex going after a record, the Caps 50th season. How are you balancing it? I mean, this weekend alone, Red River, the matchups, the rivalries, the Buckeyes and Ducks. Dude, this is sick.
No, it is. It's something for everybody. And I watched, obviously, your team last night, you know, the little plucky Dodgers who somehow...
The broke boys.
You guys are poor, but found a way.
Struggling.
But you got, look, all the injuries, all serious, no joking aside. I mean, impressive the way they've been doing it with a bullpen. I mean, Dave Roberts, as you know, is always under a tremendous amount of pressure. Oh, is that right? I did forget, sorry.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of pressure. So I've been in, the way they played to take the momentum back after it looked like the Padres were going to steamroll them after game three was really impressive. But, you just watch all of it. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a great night of college football. It's cool that they moved the baseball game up. They say because of the weather, but do you think it was because of the weather or because they knew half the Guardian fans wanted to watch Ohio State football tonight?
You know that. No.
Exactly.
No. For real, you know it. And
yeah, absolutely.
Not even on purpose, but in the W has been crazy. I mean, it's just, I don't know, and here, you know, as a Terp dad, I was really, not that Northwestern can't beat you. I don't want this to come out like it's an upset of the century.
Sure.
Northwestern can beat you.
Right.
But that kind of shook my skull a little bit. That was not what I expected.
There's too many of those every year for Maryland, though, right? I mean, it's just kind of get used to it, which is unfortunate. But those games where you think they've got an advantage and then they come out like that was rough to watch last night. But yeah, I mean, it's a great weekend with all the other college games here today, and then with the baseball mixed in, and obviously tomorrow at 1 o'clock, man, 1 o'clock in Baltimore. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I'll let you go on this one. What's the one thing that we have to do to have a shot to pull this one off?
I like to win the turnover battle. You know, I mean, they'll turn it over for you. I mean, Lamar, you know, that's one of the things
that
still hurt him is the fumbles. I mean, you got to get one of those, and you can't do it. You know, you can't have what you had last week in the red zone. You got away with it against Cleveland. And obviously, you got to tackle, man. I mean, Derrick Henry, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really unfair to be that size and that fast, and that, I mean, it's all of it. With the quarterback that you got to respect as a runner, right? I mean, it just so many problems there. But if they can make it, to make them one dimensional, I think they got a shot. But that's going to be the challenge.
I'm looking for a function at the junction, Luvu, Henry, Bull, and Ring, and I'm just going, you know, may the best man win. My brother,
absolutely.
I'll let you get back to the massage table. Thank you so much for dropping knowledge. On your old hometown.
Thank you.
And have a great week. And a great
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Will do. You too. Same.
Mo,
see you.
Broadcast tag team partner. I love, man, getting them on. Galdi, Jackson. I mean, we just keep playing playing the hits, it doesn't get any better when you're sharing it. And we're going to just keep building on what we've got going. We're just basically getting started with it. Donna Hopkins is going to join us. We're going to talk more Commanders. Dr. Holder is going to drop an excessive amount of talent on us and in his unique way of covering the burgundy and gold. We got a lot going, and you can be a part of it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. And Max, you've been very quiet today, and that's not like you. Did you lose that much this weekend?
On the sports, yes. Overall,
yeah. I figured. Okay, I can always tell when things don't quite work out the way you want them to.
Well, they very seldom do, but you know that's the name of the game. That's why we do this. That's why we live this life.
Yeah, they we're starting to get it on X. JFC72 saying, Doc, do you think it's time for Coach Locks to be replaced? I said, Locks didn't coach this team by himself. He's part of a staff. Do the Terps have wealthy boosters? No, everybody has. It's a DMV. So I'm sure they'd love more. They really have to hit the NIL market. Is it NIL that's making them commit the penalties that they commit? I don't think that's NIL. I don't buy any of that. It's up to the players how they want their legacy to be. It's their team. Hell, Locksley have a job. There's no way Mike Locksley or most of the people on his staff would not be employed somewhere next year. They ain't going to kill his pocketbook. But these players need to understand every year is the last year you have a chance to do something for your team. You're the one that's disposable. Coaches live on. These generation boosters, they move on every year, new group. But I don't see the Terps players claiming this as their team. But the coach got to tell you everything to do? You've been playing football too long in your life. I don't buy that. Some of this is ridiculous. And the players have to claim it as their team. Mike's already done his thing. That's how I see it. 1-800-636-1067. But we can kick it, put a log in the fire, and we can discuss it right here on Overtime. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com